Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Cody Jansen with you. This is hour number two of Oilers Now, and it is exactly 1:07 in Edmonton. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex, who wish you and yours all the best during these uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. And you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. You can also reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. The province is back up, and Adam, so too is the River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement. Bet on it at the River Cree. For you golfers out there, if you're looking for a great VIP golf trip, you can join New West Travel. They have a four-day golf getaway in the spectacular mountains of Whistler, BC. This package includes airfare in a private WestJet charter with complimentary open bars and meals, three nights in a deluxe suite hotel, four rounds of golf, five-star golfing in the coastal mountains, and a New West Travel golf tournament with prizes as well. All transfers can book now and get a free upgrade to a one-bedroom suite. To book your tee time, call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. All right, just before we get to some free agency thoughts, Bob, typical Oilers Webbo Spear lunacy out there on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. The same fans who are choked the team didn't get Kosa after, Bob, you pumped the kids' tires, are the same ones who'd be outraged if Mr. Holland traded assets to get up in the draft to acquire him. Get the best player available. Keep the cupboard full. A draft asset this year can turn into a great goalie later. We'll see. It was a good day for the Edmonton Oil Kings, it should be noted. It wasn't just that Dylan Gunther went ninth overall for the Oil Kings and that they got Sebastian Kosa 15th overall. We'll tell you that Carson Latimer got drafted in the fourth round, 123rd overall, in the second day of the draft by the Ottawa Senators. Okay, and Jalen Lupin, who had a terrific offensive campaign, he ended up going in the seventh round to the Chicago Blackhawks. The Oil Kings are going to be a really good team this year. They're going to add a defenseman at some point. They have two first-round picks in the Bantam draft, which this year I believe is going to occur in December. So potentially you'll see one of those picks move in November. Edmonton will be the prohibitive favorite in the WHL. Expect Jake Neighbors' first-round pick from St. Louis a year ago, Dylan Gunther and Sebastian Kosa in goal. And I could see them getting a big-time defenseman as well. Also, note, saw that Colton Dock got drafted by the Chicago Blackhawks. Dock with the Saskatoon Blades. Interesting player. Kind of liked him. And big fan of Kirby Dock as well. I think you all know that. Okay, let's get to free agency. Edmonton's situation and goal got clarified officially on Saturday. As we go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Edmonton made it official. Mike Smith signing a two-year extension, $2.2 million cap hit. And we had a chance to catch up with Mike on Saturday, Reed Wilkins and myself. And Smith had this to say on being rewarded for his performance last season.
You know, I feel very fortunate to continue my playing career in Edmonton, and I'm thrilled to be back. And obviously getting the two-year deal was, you know, it was something that was kind of kicked around for a little while. And, And, you know, I realize where I'm at in my playing career. I know my number one goal is, and to achieve that number one goal, you know, you have to have flexibility within the cap system to be able to go out and acquire other players also. So understanding all those, you know, different aspects, you know, I knew I wanted to be back in Edmonton. I knew I wanted to make it work somehow. And, you know, getting to 2 years kind of allowed us to have some flexibility to go out and hopefully acquire some more players that can help this team kind of get to the next level.
That is Mike Smith, who had a top seven season overall last year amongst NHL goaltenders. When you factor in things like win-loss record and goals against average save percentage, those sort of things. One of the questions about Smith is his age. He responded about staying in the top of his shape and it being a factor in him being able to continue to play.
And that's been my belief all along. I love to prove people wrong. I love to break the barriers of and I know I'm not there yet, but I just like to, you know, I don't think that because you're an older player that you can't play at a high level. And that's been my belief all along. And you know, if you know, the big thing is for me is, and for a lot of players, is just your health and, you know, staying, you know, staying off the injury reserve and being healthy. And once you're, you know, once you can kind of accomplish that and dodge any bullets as far as, you know, injuries, you know, the rest of it kind of is, it makes it a lot easier. If you're battling with injuries, you know, I think everyone knows it, like you're battling with injuries throughout the course of your career, it's difficult to, you know, to kind of get back to feel like where you're with the team again. You're not trying to play at, you know, 60% and stuff like that. So I feel like I'm in a good place mentally and physically right now. You know, like I said, the big thing is to kind of maintain what I have and not try and make huge gains physically in the gym in the off season now, where that was a big part of my career early on and probably a big reason why I had some injuries early in my career. So I think the main part is I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy and, you know, working with Adam has, you know, allowed me to do that. Obviously a freak injury to start the season last year, but after that, luckily I didn't have any major injuries throughout the course of the rest of the season. So that'll be my plan and my focus this year once again.
And Mike Smith, again, he had a .923 save percentage last season. And I think we knew the Oilers were going to re-sign Mike Smith. Mikko Koskinen's got a year left in his deal. What will the Oilers do? Is there a trade for another goaltender possible? I don't know. We know Smith's going to be here for sure. You may have to start the season with Smith and Koskinen. There's worse things. The Oilers had a top 10 save percentage overall amongst their goaltenders. And the reality is Mikko Koskinen played 4 games in 300 days and then had to start 12 of the first 13 games in the regular season this year. Was not easy for him. He was pretty good once he came back. All right. Not to mention they still have Alex Stalock as well in the organization. We're going to take a timeout, and then we're going to get into right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Defense, third line center, and wings, and the potential free agents that are out there, and some thoughts on that when we return in Oilers Now. 117 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Cody Jansen with you. Oilers Now. Let's get to the Oilers Now injury report. It's presented daily by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law. A reminder that you can vote for the all-time Edmonton Elks team. Trent Brown, my vote for top safety. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Here's Cody Jansen.
Well, Carey Price, we knew he was going to have something going on this summer here, and he had his knee surgery out for 10 to 12 weeks. The good news, no hip surgery for him is going to be needed. As for Tuukka Rask, another goaltender there, he's coming back to Boston this week and going to have surgery later this month. Yanni Gord last week had his shoulder worked on, is expected to miss the start of the season with the Seattle Kraken.
All right, let's get into free agents now. So, a wrench in the plan, obviously, Adam Larson, his prerogative to make a personal decision. And he had a personal challenge here, a tragedy, obviously, with the passing of his father in Edmonton after a 30-hour travel trip into town. Elected to sign with the Seattle Kraken, and that's changed complexions for Edmonton on the back end. So, we'll start with right defense. Tyson Barry, represented by Pat Brisson, made $3.75 million last year. Played 21-23 per game. He is out there. We will see. My guess is the Barry camp would be looking for in the range of $5 million per year with a term length no shorter than 3 years. One guy who is going to have some interest in the market is Cody Ceci. He played 18-31 last year for the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins are trying to sign him as we speak. 6'2", 210-pound right shot D, played 18-31 for the Penguins last year. Only made $1.25 million. He's represented by J.P. Barry. He's 27 years of age. This was a player that Pete Chiarelli was looking at one time in the Taylor Hall trade from the Ottawa Senators. He had two tough years to close out his Senators career, went to Toronto, and then last year in Pittsburgh reestablished himself as a pretty good player. I believe that CeCe will get maybe as high as $4 million per year in a contract extension, but at least in the threes. David Savard is currently 30 years of age, made $4.1 million last year, represented by Ian Pulver. Savard played 1950 per game, 6'2", 230-pound right shot. A lot of people think that Savard has lost a step and is primarily just a defensive defenseman and probably a number five, no longer a top four. Elliot Friedman has repeatedly stated that he believes that Savard will ultimately sign with the Montreal Canadiens. Jason Demers, age 33, represented by Bob Sauvé, $4.5 million last season. 6'1", 195 right shot defenseman. Had the Oilers not signed Lucic and not done the haul for Larson trade, it's my belief that Jason Demers would have signed at Edmonton in the summer of 2017. Probably a five at this stage. Still a smart player, had good analytics last season. Travis Hamonic, represented by Kevin Epp. By the way, Epp just talking about the Epp represents Oliver Ekman-Larsson and has already spoken in the Vancouver market about the negativity in the Twitterverse, to paraphrase Pete Chiarelli, on Oliver Ekman-Larsson going to Vancouver. But Kevin Epp represents Travis Hamonic. He made $1.25 million last year for the Canucks. He did play 19-12. Like when a defenseman is playing north of 18 minutes, that's a second-pairing defenseman. 6'2", 205-pound right shot. That would be a player that I'd have some interest in Edmonton. If you're looking for a straight replacement of Adam Larson, to me, Hamonic is a guy that kind of makes sense. Eric Gabranson makes last year $4 million per year, represented by Mark Guy, 17.55 of ice time. He's now 29 years of age, 6'5", 230-pound D-man. I think he's a third-pairing guy. Tough as nails, but a third-pairing guy. A couple more defensemen for you. Sammy Vatanen, 5'10", 185-pound right shot puck mover, plays 17.01 last season, represented by Edmonton's Jerry Johansson. $2 million price point last year. To me, very similar to Ethan Bear. Okay? Similar type of player to Ethan Bear. Yanni Hockenpah made $750 last season, established himself as a full-time NHLer, 29 years of age. My belief is that there's 10 to 12 teams that are looking at Hockenpah as a third-pairing, rangy, 6'5", 220-pound right shot D. So there's some options on the right side. CeCe is a name that's hearing, I'm hearing more and more out there, multiple teams looking at him. Barry, for teams that are looking for offense. Savard, more of a defensive defenseman. Hamonic, a defensive defenseman. Those are some of the names out there on the right side. And now we go to center. Ryan Getzlaff. Thought for sure Anaheim would get this done. He's a heritage player for them, a Hall of Famer. They're not done yet. And it is my belief that Getzlaff would contemplate playing in four or five different markets. I think there'd be more. He's represented by Jerry Johansson. I think there'd be more realistic expectations salary-wise. Could be a base plus a bonus because he'd qualify that as being over the age of 35. And it would not be above $3.5, $4 million for a combination of the two. 50% face-off plus for the last 3 years. Again, a right shot. Made $8.25 million last season. Played 16.34 per game. Tyler Bozak, 35 years of age. Getzlaff's 36, by the way. Bozak's been 54-plus percent the last three seasons. He, too, is a right shot. Played 14.54 last year. Wade Arnett represents him. Concern on Bozak is foot speed. Nick Bonino, represented by Peter Fish. Played 14.51 last season. Made $4 million. Four straight years, 51% plus. He is a left shot. He's 33 years of age. I don't know if people are aware of this with Nick Bonino, but he's actually married to a woman that he met at Boston University who is from the Edmonton area. So just file that one away. Luke Glendening, represented by Alex Schall. Glendening made $1.8 million with the Red Wings last year, 14.48 time on ice, 55% career faceoff, man. He's good in the circle, strictly a fourth-line center. Eric Halla, never quite has recaptured his speed. Had a pretty good year in the faceoff circle last couple of years. Represented by Jay Grossman, played 16 minutes a game, made $1.75 million last year. Thomas Noshek. J.P. Barrie has him. The Vegas Golden Knights have signed two centers and or acquired two centers via trade, including Nolan Patrick. I think Noshek could be had. He is a left shot like Eric Halla. Made $1.25 million last year, 52% in the faceoff last season. Alex Wenberg, I believe, is going to re-sign with the Florida Panthers. He's a left shot. A lot of people think he's a bit like Kerfoot. He's represented by Pat Brisson. Derek Ryan, talked a lot about him over the years. He's a career 55% faceoff man. He's 34 years of age. Made $3.125 million. Represented by Ross Lambert, whose son Brad will be a top 10 pick in the NHL draft next year. Derek Ryan only played 11.53 this year for the Calgary Flames. He made $3 million. He's a fourth-line center at this stage in his career. Brandon Sutter is represented by Craig Oster, former Manitoba Bison. Sutter is a 52.5% faceoff man plus for six straight seasons. He's 32 years of age, and there's some belief he may be re-signing with the Vancouver Canucks. He made $4.3 million last year. All right, that's the centers. Let's do this. We got time to bang off the left wingers. Of course, we're all looking at Zach Hyman. He's made just $2.25 million, represented by Todd Reynolds. Played 19.21 per game, 33 points in 43 games. He'd be a big get if Edmonton ultimately does get him. Rich Winner has Thomas Tatar. He played under 15 minutes a game last year for Montreal. Had 10 goals and 30 points. Made $5.3 million, nowhere near close to that this year. Jaden Schwartz, a lot of people believe he's going to sign in Seattle. Just eight goals this past season, represented by Scott Bartlett, played 17.42 per game. Blake Coleman's represented by Brian Bartlett of Bartlett Hockey. He played 15.27 per game. Blake Coleman did, $1.8 million. There are reports that he's going to get a six-year deal at $5 million. It will not be with the Edmonton Oilers. Ryan Dezingle, represented by Kurt Overhart. Dezingle made 3.38. I don't see him as a long shot that he'd end up in Edmonton. Danton Heinen. We'll see if Anaheim ends up qualifying him later today. I don't believe they will. He's represented by Elaine Waugh, who's had several Oilers players over the years. $2.8 million, played 14.45. Third-line left-wing potential. Matthias Janmark, good player, 17 minutes a game, represented by Peter Wallin. With Dallas, ended up with Vegas to conclude the playoffs this year, $2.25 million. There's going to be a lot of interest in him out there. Jordan Martinuk, represented by former Saskatchewan Husky Jeff Halperl. Played 12.45 per game last season in Carolina. Back-to-back four-goal years. $2 million the last 2 years. He does have history with Dave Tippett. I would say he's a left-hand shooting version of Josh Archibald. You know exactly what you get. Good penalty killer, good team guy. To me, he's a guy that probably ends up getting a contract at about 2 years at $1.5 million. And Mike Hoffman, represented by Robert Hopper. 17 goals last season, $4 million. I think if you get Hyman, you're not necessarily looking at Hoffman. So there is a range of some of the free agents that are out there. Right shot D, third line center, preferably with maybe a right-handed specialist, and then a left wing. Let me know your thoughts. 128 in Edmonton. There's a lot of information we grounded out for you. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we will get to the one and only John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling, off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.